This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. We all know that famous John F. Kennedy quote, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." It's a call to serve also in local government. We want the best and the brightest and those with the best intentions to be our city leaders, run for city council, and make decisions on our behalf. But when the city council members get paid $20 a meeting, is that a problem? Is it a barrier that keeps some of the best and brightest from making that sacrifice of time and energy to sit on the city council? We're going to talk about the city council pay. We've got to join us in the studio, District 8 former city council member Reed Williams. Welcome to The Source, Mr. Williams.
Thank you.
And a little bit later, we hope to have Carlton Soles, the current District 10 city council member, joining us. And we want to hear from you, the listeners. Give us a call, 614-8980. Would you run for city council if the pay wasn't so low, if you could, you know, raise a family on what you earn from city council? Or do you think this is the right level for city council pay, that there's a good reason that $20 a meeting is what they get paid? Let us know what you think. The number is 614-8980. So, former council member Williams, you were on the city council. You got $20 a meeting. Is that how that worked out?
That's correct.
And how did you raise a family on $20 a meeting?
Well, I didn't. I had a career first.
Okay, so you were able to go in with some money in the bank, and yeah. So then you made the sacrifice that I'm going to be on city council.
Right, right. For me, it was after a career and after retiring. But most people aren't in that position, and we certainly need to make some changes.
So you have become a proponent. You're talking about, let's open up this up for discussion. You have some ideas. Tell us what you think is something that the city should look at.
Well, I don't know that it's more money. I think it's probably properly allocating money. Today, if I remember the numbers, I think each council district gets about $262,000 are six full-time equivalents for their staff. So what happens is people vote for someone, and if they have to go back and do a job, they have to hire somebody else to do the work. And I think the person that you voted for should be there doing the work full-time, and a lot of people need pay for that. So I'm not so sure that we need to allocate more money out of the budget. I think there's plenty of money inside that amount of money that's allocated to each council district, but allow some of that money to be allocated to the council person as opposed to a staff person.
So this was a proposal that would not cost us any one extra dime. We're talking about using the funds that are already in existence for staff and support for city council members, but now the city council person would be considered, you know, get some of that staff pay.
Well, I think the city council person can make the decision.
Okay.
If they don't want to be paid and they want to hire more staff, then they can. If they believe that they want to be paid and not have as much staff, then they can do that. I think you need to give people options on how they run their council districts. But clearly, there are some folks that cannot serve because they just cannot support their family or themselves. And that's I don't think that's getting us the best pool of folks all the time in all the districts. So.
All right, let's open this conversation to our listeners and the public. The number is 614-8980. We do have a caller on standby. Mark is waiting. Mark, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me. I love the show. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a quick comment regarding the subject for today. I totally agree that I think the pay should be pretty low, not only for city council members, but also state and federal representatives. And I think what Texas has demonstrated, you know, in the legislature, how they're part-time and, you know, and not full-time, I think shows is a representation of the success we've had as a state, as opposed to what's happening in Washington, where they're full-time and there's an incredible amount of corruption. So I think that's just one segment of what allows for low pay to be not as an incentive for people to seek out that position because of the pay, but only because of the service.
Okay, Mark, thank you for your comments. Appreciate that. Mark brings up the issue of corruption. Of course, San Antonio is no stranger to corruption on city council. We did have former city council member John Sanders and city council member Kike Martin. They were sentenced to jail, federal prison. That was in 2004 for some bid rigging bribery conspiracy operation. And some people at the time said that if city council pay was more adequate, then maybe some council members like Sanders and Martin wouldn't have been so easy to fall victim to that temptation.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that actually happened when we were in Colorado for those 7 years, so I missed that one. Don't know the details on that. I think from a positive standpoint, though, anything we can do to increase the pool of individuals that are willing to work on the city at a modest pay, we're not talking big dollars here, we're just talking about a modest pay, then I think that does help, because the more people that will do it, the better off we are.
All right, let's go to the next caller. Paul wants to join us. Paul, welcome to The Source.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a very strong supporter of paying a decent wage to the city councilman. Their constituents expect them to devote, they represent 150,000 people each. They're expected to work full-time. They're compensated at a scale that was set, I believe, in 1950 or 1952, when it was very much a part-time job. I believe that they should be paid commensurate to what the county commissioners earn. And I believe that it should be recognized that being a city councilman is full-time occupation, or should be for those. And if you take a look at the folks we've had in recent years, lots of them have been in their 20s, very able people perhaps, but without a lot of experience. And we're just not, or they're retirees, housewives. We are not getting the sort of folks who are professional or business people. You know, for $20 a week, you cannot devote the time that I believe the constituents expect. They call their councilmen expecting them to spend time on their individual problems or needs or whatever their concerns on. And I know I'm very friendly with the number of councilmen. I know how many hours they put in. Very, very few of us are willing to devote the kind of time, or even financially able to devote the kind of time, that being on the city council requires.
All right, Paul, thank you for those comments. And Councilman Carlton Soles joins us. You are a businessman, and you're not in your 20s any longer, are you? You look good.
I can only wish.
Okay. But so the comments of Paul saying that it's really hard to get business people who are in your prime earning years, to take the time out to work on city council, and that's what you're doing. And I know you, I've been in your office, I've seen your desk is covered with budgets and analysis and all sorts of work. So, and you are putting in a full-time work, even more so on city council. So how do you do that?
Well, I mean, I'm in.
You know, we're going to get to that question in just a second. We're going to take a quick break. We got to take this break. And when we come back, we'll hear about how Carlton Soles manages to be a city council member and try and run his business and deal with the low pay in city council. And we're going to hear from our listeners. The number is 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. This is The Source on KSTX. We're talking about the pay on city council. It's $20 a meeting. And we're in the studio. We've got former District 8 City Council member Reed Williams and current District 10 Council member Carlton Soles talking about ideas on how to make the city council pay a little more livable wage. Maybe this will help attract more people to become city council, run for city council. And we were just talking to Carlton Soles about how you do it. I mean, you're a businessman. You have a lot of responsibilities. You have a family. And yet you are a full-time city council member earning $20 a meeting. That's a lot.
It's difficult. My wife reminds me that that barely pays for the dry cleaning bill every week. But it's something that I got into it knowing the hours that would be involved and made a choice, but it is very difficult. It takes a toll on your family life. Not only are we doing the daytime things that I'm sure Councilman Williams talked about, but you also have homeowners meetings during the nights. You have events on the weekends. So it really does. It's a full-time job, even if it's not 40 hours or 50 hours, typically 8 to 5, 9 to 5.
And those long meetings, those meetings can go pretty late sometimes.
Well, we do our best to try to keep them short, but we're not always successful.
Okay, so I'm going to get another caller on the line. Matthew, welcome to The Source.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Go ahead, sir.
So my main concern is that, you know, raising council members' pay wouldn't solve the problem of having a big barrier to entry-level politics. You know, I like to think that if we had a living wage, we'd have more maybe young people who have good leadership qualities running. But I feel like the main barrier is campaign finance. And by just raising the wage for council meetings would not, you know, make it any easier for someone to go in and finance a campaign. That being said, I really don't know how much a campaign costs on a city level, but I imagine someone who hasn't, you know, gone through, had their career, made their money through a business, would be able to have enough money to accumulate to actually go ahead and go do that.
Okay, well, thank you, Matthew, for those comments. Yeah, it's difficult, it's expensive to run a campaign, but it certainly becomes less attractive when you know that you're only going to get paid $20 a meeting, and you'll probably pay a lot more for your campaign literature and anything else that you have to produce. So let's go back to what would it take to change the amount of pay for a city council member, Councilman Williams?
Well, you're going to have an election, and it's got to be a change to the charter. And we can only do that every 2 years, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. It's the next time we can touch this is November of 2014.
Yeah. So we've got a little bit of time to discuss it and decide if, in fact, we think that this is something that most of the voters will support, and at what level. I mean, that's a real important thing. Every one of the callers have kind of danced around this, but they're really concerned about what the level is and how you peg a level. Do you peg it at a minimum wage? Do you peg it to something the county commissioners make or some percentage of that? Or do you peg it to the average salary of the city worker? So there's ways of doing that, but it does need some discussion.
When you look at what other cities pay their city council people and their mayor, it's $100,000 plus. The Houston is it's like $100,000+ that they pay their mayor. So it's a big difference.
And that's why we need that discussion, because I don't think the citizens are in a position to look at that kind of money, particularly with the budget constraints we have. And back to my original comment, if we can do it within the budget we've got and substitute pay to the council person as opposed to staff, then I think we've got something people might be willing to look at.
So, Councilman Williams, you're no longer on city council, but Carlton Soles, you're still there. Is this like a political risky thing to do, to come out and say, let's talk about pay increase? Because I don't know, probably the way this is going to be written, that you would not be directly impacted by it, but still people will cast sort of a jaundiced view on it?
Well, yeah, I've had extensive conversations with neighborhood leaders, folks in my district, and I don't see pushback that you're talking about on council pay. What I see is they are willing to compensate fair wages for a job that people are doing. Now, that said, I want to clarify a few things having stepped in late. I agree with Councilman Williams that if we look at our existing budgets for salary and office that's allocated, there's room in there to do the council pay without it having an incremental impact on the taxpayer. So it's just a choice of whether or not you can go do the work yourself or if you have to have staff. I personally have, I think, with the exception of Councilman Williams, run about the tightest budget of the various districts. So we know the room's there. We can do it. I'm supportive of council pay. I'm not supportive of long-term benefits following the job once you're out. And I'm a firm believer that if you're going to take pay for the job, you do the job, that you devote. If it's a full-time job, you devote full-time to it. What I'd not be excited about is seeing council pay come and then have part-time councilmen doing other things. So if you're dedicated enough to do the job full-time, you should get paid.
The number to call to join the conversation, 614-8980, 614-8980. Of course, it's always the risk. You know, we've seen politicians who get elected to office and then they cash the check, but then they don't show up Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And that's kind of the risk that you have to take. I mean, how do you enforce something like that, saying, well, you didn't show up, you don't get paid? You kind of have to leave it up to the voters, right?
Exactly. The voters are... They've got the hammer. If they don't want you in there, you're gone. And it's their job to do that.
But it also it simplifies it. For the voters right now, if their councilperson takes pay and they're saying they're going to do the job, well, yeah, then if they don't do the job, out they go. Right now, you have council people saying, I have to feed my family, I have to figure out a way to pay the bills and do this job. It's a gray area.
We take away an excuse when you pay them.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So why hasn't this happened before? It seems like this has been sort of a third rail. We've had these crabby people who call in to talk radio stations who don't like, I don't want to get rid of all the bums, but, you know, they really don't consider what it's like to be up there. I mean, but this has been the pay that's been up there for as long as I can remember. Why hasn't this happened before?
I have no idea.
I have a theory.
Okay, well, let's hear the theory, because I have no real idea.
Well, I think that the citizens don't like us doing dumb things, yeah, and they don't really want to pay us when we start talking about we need to raise the rates on SAWS, on CPS, your tax rates. I mean, I think they're willing to look at it, but we keep doing things as a council that are controversial that really are outside of our bailiwick, and I think that hampers a little bit.
So you think that this is just a general dislike for city council and or even politicians? I mean, there was a recent poll out talked about how people don't like politicians. In the United States, 64% want their children to avoid a career in politics. So is that part of it?
I'm sure it is. But, you know, there's also the history, because, again, you mentioned early on that this was set up years and years ago, and it didn't take a full-time council. I mean, they met at night, they came in after their work, they did a few things, and it went on. We're running a very complicated business here, and if the city council is analogous to the board of directors, every board of directors I know gets paid. And so you need to pay the people that are making the decisions.
All right, we're going to get on. We have Councilman Ray Saldana. He's on the line. He wants to join the conversation. Councilman, welcome to The Source.
Hey, fellas, how are we doing?
Doing good.
Good, Ray.
So your situation is known widely through San Antonio that you have struggled to make it on $20 a meeting. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I think I've made no secret of it, but the other secret is I've got this strange biological function in which I need to eat every day, and so I have to actually make a living somehow outside of being on the city council. And so it's tough. You know, you do have to find another job if you're coming into the position, not already coming from a business like Councilman Williams and Councilman Sells have talked about. So, yeah, it is a bit difficult.
So how do you see the restrictions on pay for city council members impacting the quality of leadership that we get in San Antonio?
Well, you know, it's a question of conversations that I've had with a lot of folks who have considered running, and they really come down to me, and it's come down to simple ideas that we can all understand, which is that if I want to continue to support my family and have a job that supports them, I cannot run for city council. It's just the bottom line is I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it on the salary, even though I love my community, I want to serve, and I think I'd be good at it. It's just not a question that they can answer with yes.
Now, you live with your parents, is that right?
That's right.
So that's
right.
That's fine. But I know that's how you are managing to do what you do. I mean, because you put in a lot of hours at city council, and it's very difficult for someone to support themselves on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of sacrifices that you need to make when you make the decision. And, you know, one of them is keeping the overhead low. It's doing things that are not going to put more, you know, costs on you personally. And it could be a decision as simple as postponing the time that you're getting married or the time that you can have children, which I'm comfortable doing because I want to serve my community.
And
but
you're young.
Really, yeah.
You're a young guy. But, you know, but eventually you've got to, you know, put it aside and start worrying about taking care of the realities of life.
Yeah, and I think one of the callers said that, you know, it may be keeping, you know, young people out of doing this. And I think it is. At some point, I'll have to, you know, have a tough conversation with, you know, my fiance, because she reminds me that I don't get paid, and it's a difficult conversation when you have to have.
So,
you know,
real quickly, do you support maybe putting something on the ballot in 2014 to address this on the charter?
Yeah, I believe I would support it. I think it's important for the future of the council and the quality of the council.
Councilman Saldana, thank you so much. I'm going to get to one more caller real quickly. Daniel, you're on The Source.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm actually not from San Antonio, and I just find this conversation really fascinating. To me, when I heard this, I took it from the perspective of community service, you know, that leadership opportunity and the opportunity to serve, and how wonderful it is that in San Antonio that folks are compensated the way they are, so that they do not become career politicians, but they serve only because of the love of the service. And, you know, Councilman Saldana, hearing his comments, you know, it really demonstrates he must love his job and love serving the community. But I have to say, like, I worry when people say that they want to increase salaries because it would discourage people from doing it just for the love of the service. And I'll take any comments off the air.
Okay, sort of like NCAA basketball, you know, they don't get compensated, supposedly. They're playing it for the love of the game. They're amateurs. But is that a comparable, you know, could we do better? Is this a situation that – what do you think about Daniel's comments, Carlton Souls?
Well, looking at it this way, I think that most people get into council understanding that it is public service and they want to serve the community. And they do a good job, but life happens.
Right.
And they're working 40, 50 hours a week on council, and suddenly they have a crisis in their life. They have an income crisis.
And they can't afford it.
They can't afford
Final
it.
Final thoughts, Reed Williams.
Same thing. I mean, it's you've got to get through your life. And Ray is a great example. He needs to get his life going because he's a good guy.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Former District 8 City Councilmember Reed Williams, current District 10 City Councilmember Carlton Souls, talking about pay on City Council. This is The Source. We'll be right back.